Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Kate and I'm an alcoholic. And my question is, describe AA to someone who has never been to a meeting before. I'm someone that had no idea about AA, and it was definitely not on my radar at all at the time. I knew I wanted to stop drinking. I was really desperate. I was seeing a counsellor and really had been to rehab, and I didn't really want to have anything to do with AA. They briefly mentioned it, but I really wanted to do this on my own. I wanted to stop drinking and just get rid of it on my own. I didn't want to have to go to somewhere called AA, which I had a vague notion of, that you had to kind of be with people and get to know them. And I didn't want that. I just wanted my old life without alcohol, and I didn't want to meet new people that didn't drink. And it wasn't until a friend of mine started 12-stepping me. I hadn't seen her for a couple of years. She was sober. She had this incredible light in her eyes, a lightness in her step, and she just looked happy. And I certainly wasn't any of those things when the time that she came to see me. And it stuck with me. And she knew. She came on purpose. She knew I was an alcoholic. I guess she just thought, she didn't really conclude, but she suspected, and she just kept popping in and to see me. And every time, you know, I just got so drawn to something inside of her that I didn't have, and that when I saw her last, she didn't have either. And she would just talk about AA. She was like the AA poster child, and I was thinking, oh my gosh, like for me, AA was just something in my head that I envisaged. There was a lot of old people there. There was a lot of men, and there was even a lot of drunk people. I mean, I just assumed that alcoholics were drunks like me, and that you'd just go to a meeting and you were drunk. I just had no idea it would just be this nice place to go, a bit like a book club in a way, where you just sit and there's just really nice, normal people sitting around and talking, but talking to each other on a level that is so different to how, you know, the small talk world, when you're in a club or something and you're just chit-chatting. I mean, this was stuff that really spoke to my heart. And as much as I didn't want to be at that meeting, and I was terrified of going, and I agreed to go with this friend of mine who was 12-stepping me, like trying to convince me to come to an AA meeting with her. And I finally got broken enough in my drinking to say, yes, you know, I'll come with you. And she met me at the gates, and we went in, and that was, you know, that was my first experience of walking into this room, people that just looked normal like me. No one was drunk. There wasn't any old men, and it was just kind of a really broad selection of people you'd see if you were going up to Westfield at Bondi Junction. Like, it was just, you know, your average people that you see around the streets were just in this meeting, sitting around talking. You know, and there was girls celebrating a 1-year anniversary. I thought, what are you doing here still? I thought, you know, you just got sober and then you just went on your merry way. And, you know, I hung around long enough to see that that wasn't what the deal was, that the deal was that I had to stay and treat my thinking every day, because the disease was in my mind and I had to treat that. And yeah, I just came to love AA, and I've got lots of friends in AA now, and I'm just going to keep coming back. So I hope that you guys that are new have the same experience and just keep coming back, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.